and getting milk to make this bread. And here comes Katie. Katie said, no, that's, you know, Katie? Where is this bread? I'm sorry. Did you hear something? Did he come to you? I sent it to you. He said, yes, yes, and I sent it to Mama.
So how he just works that is from here.
You know, they are coming. They were hungry.
Oh,
they were starving and they are overfed. That's why Baba just works in both ways.
That's
we
right.
Need some let out.
That's why he puts Mera Power on fire.
And so
you have to share.
Exactly.
As Baba said in 54, what you hear here now, you have to share with everyone.
Exactly.
You cannot keep it.
Sure. What is the use of it?
We do now.
Yes. It is first my joy and then yours.
Right.
My pleasure and joy too.
This is our pleasure.
Sure. So how Baba works, both
yes.
Ways.
Yeah.
He said, Baba und auf Jukka someday.
That tree was a little too much.
Baba und auf Jukka someday to Baba. In his time. When he takes you home.
Yeah.
100 years from now.
Yes.
100 years, oh my.
That tree is 55.
The rest is starving. And they are overfed.
Yeah.
Under the name of lovers. But how he just inspires me that they are not. They just come, just, you know, to have the chance of something.
Yeah.
I just see them in the far away, you know, from my room
yeah.
To the gate. I said, hey, Baba, I'm just near. I don't know why. I just, my tone just gets, you know, changed. And I said, why are you here? I said, have to have darshan. I said, yes, darshan, you have to take that darshan. A tomb is there. You take darshan, you don't have to see the ball. Like that, it just comes out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, how could I know?
Yeah.
But it happened. It happened. It turned out, they turned out to be something else. It's just 3 years that we have fine experiences.
Yeah.
Baba gives us fine experiences.
You are going all the way down?
No, she must
I would like to. It was arranged that you all were, Baba has intended to call all of you too.
Yes.
All his lovers, Western lovers too.
Yes.
And he couldn't walk. So in car, Padre drove him here and there to find out where to pitch up the tent for ladies on the hill.
Yes.
And so he was just going here. Yes?
I saw your something. I missed it now.
What? Some shining thing?
A green stone.
Green stone.
A very...
Going around. Baba's car, we are just behind the car. Every stop, Baba is to say. Now, really speaking, where do you want to be buried? He asked me all the time.
Ask you where he wants to be
buried. Where do you want to be buried? Here? You like this? I said, oh, yes, Baba. Very nice, very nice. Okay. Again then. He used to have here and there, and again he used to say, what do you think about this food? All the time. Then, it was the last time, and he just said, would you like this? I said, now, Baba. No, only just talk. Write down and give your signature that I have to be buried up here. That's good. Otherwise, no talk about it. Baba laughed. Okay, okay, it speaks that you are buried up here. Okay.
Up there.
So many places he showed to me. Mm-hmm. And every time, whatever he showed, I said, yes, Baba, it's fine. But that was very funny to me. Then that, you know, that oven, Nan oven, and he said, I will bury you here. And then only just head goes here and there. Whenever I come, you hear?
Yeah. Tell it again. He told you, he put you in the non oven.
Yes. He said, I will put you inside when you die, and then I will just, you know, bury you up to here, and your head will be up, and whenever I come, then your head will go like that. His gesture was so beautiful.
He put you in a home?
It was a big, what do you say, oven, like, you know.
An oven. They used to bake these breads.
Man, yes. You might have seen somewhere else.
Yeah.
Whenever he used to walk, I just walk behind, you know, step. And then, you know, we just did stop or something. Sometimes we talk. I listen. Yes, Baba. I divide that something.
He saw it.
Of course. All the time when I come, you do this. I said, yes, Baba. What shall I say? I'm doing that. That was my habit, what you say, or joy, whatever you say.
Putting the ground on your forehead where he walks.
Underneath his feet, wherever he just steps, you know. And I march, and he just steps.
When he stopped.
Yeah, he stopped. Yeah, when he was walking. Yeah. I was just behind him, and I marked that he has to test his footsteps. Wait. You are the first one you found out that I was the only Easterner to be kept with the Western ladies upstairs.
Yes.
You were the only Easterner?
I was the only Easterner. Because she said, when last time or when we... Yes, last time. She said, but why only you? You only with the Western ladies. You have found out, and I had no idea about it until then.
Beautiful walk.
For us. For me, it's all of us, yes. Yeah, now it comes here.
Where's your dog?
Excuse me?
Where's your dog?
You can help me to follow Baba.
Oh, well,
there you are.
I don't know. I can help you. You can help me, maybe.
Here we go.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Then one Santa, Malala said, as soon as you know, we entered the tomb, the left side. You know, as if he was calling the room. And you hear this footsteps, and you don't want to show the body. Take the end of the song, send that, and it's dead. He said, not out. Not no feet, nothing, just the center. prison.
Only the earth
had been very slightly marked when he was out of a bed. Very slightly, just see that thing, you know, helplessly displaying the garden. I just watched, before God's body, I just saw, is it the, and besides that, the sheep, completely clear, gathered in, and this was going down. So I said, how come it goes all, you know, from all sides, and even that's just clear. Just around it. Is it? And Yogi has got the clear. Mama, did you do? Mama, did you left? Oh no, I answered not something. Oh no, it's all. And then, now I'm going to find it. Then we're finding the steps. Now, then we can do it now. Then we can do it now. Then we can do it now. Then we can do places. Because then we can see that it will happen. I don't think it's exciting.
When was this, Marcel? In February?
69.
August of 69.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
They're recording it now. Mm-hmm. It was quite
little, what I just said, I pick you out. And that is very difficult. You secure and that is when no connection thereafter. That's why family is there to go. I asked the family, why is it here for? I said, look, I'm sorry, we have to be cautious. I know my temperament. This is very expensive. I know my temperament. Any moment if I care and all these things, I can understand. No, I know, and that's true. Barbara always remember all this. Shows a big crystal of energy. As a lion, and then it comes up to be a lion. But that, look at that lion for a few seconds, even. He will say, ah, what is it? So, but he said, at least not. Never, it's good, better to say no, than to be kicked out forever.
Kicked out forever?
Yeah,
this new life was really new life.
Yeah.
If you just put a long face, smile a long face. While you smile, smile while you smile.
It can do nothing.
Nothing! It's like that. It's like that. Very, very. Don't die. It's great. You want it. It affects the whole thing. It was once made up of you. It was deity in Toka. The river was very far away. And someone has arrested the deity to be the water from the river. For any purpose, amen. And only men of duty to keep the flowers water, ready for every water, to clean and everything straight and so on. It was only that Baba asked for water. Baba never again in the ladies' room. At that time, he didn't use a lot. So from outside, he just said, grab a water. So, Master, Hoshi.
Mm-hmm.
Hoshi's mother. He just drank or not. The lake is too open. Glass bowl. He just came in. Where's the guy taking? And he said, this is the water. He picked it up, smashed it, water came. Next guy.
Right.
Why? There is no water for Baba. There is another water, but water is the allotted tribute of the Mera. And if Baba wants it in the middle of the night, what can I do? In the middle of the night, we'll go to the river to that. The person was silent. Baba didn't say a single thing. After half an hour lecture, he discovers. He says, no one's fault. This action of mine will be left in the water. And he told Vera, don't worry, I won't ask for water in the night. As you know.
Yeah. Related to the war?
Mm-hmm.
Relates to the war?
Mm-hmm.
This action of mine relates to the war?
He only just said that if you react this action of mine, there is no fault of anyone here. It will react in the world. That's all.
The world.
Mm-hmm. That was the rule.
I just finished reading the story, that's why.
So, Baba had gone there, you see, and there they had come there. And they had heard of Baba, and they stayed there. And after coming to Baba, you see, it's a very, very lucid description is given in the Gujarati book, you see, by notes taken down by the then secretary of Baba, Chanji, Rambo Chanji, and Dada Chanji. So, there the soul. Gentleman, you see, world famous person, and he comes in contact with Baba, and he sees Baba, and he just remains quiet, and he, after the session is over, he just hears what Baba says and all that, through his alphabet board, that's all, the silence, he hears the silence of Baba. And then he goes back to his little cubicle that was there, you see. It was a very primitive way of living at the time with Baba. And Chanji happens to be there, and he catches hold of Chanji, who is so close to Baba at the time. He's dead now. And he catches hold of him and says, come here, my son, come and sit by my side. And he inquired as to how many years he had been with Baba and all that. And he says, how blessed you are,
how blessed are the people who have been living with this person. Nobody will realize this. And he said, do you know what I feel now? Because it was just a fresh trip to the West, you know, even for those who were with Babas. So this is this library that you see here at this place. It was Major Star's library, sometime. And it's a fair size library. But this is nothing but a miniature of what I possess. I have read every word of the books that are in my library. But it just remained in the first story. Having seen the persons, all the words sink down and have come here. This was the reaction.
Who said this? And then he says,
intellect never helps. It is a great hindrance. It's something that's within this region here, which we call heart. Not the physical heart, but where the feelings are produced. Once the gates of the heart are open, everything becomes so clear. And he said, will you please ask Baba? I don't want to disturb him at all. He was very reticent. But please convey to him one feeling of mine. My wife and I will be feeling greatly privileged to extend invitation not only for Baba, but for his followers, but to visit the States, because he is needed greatly over there. That is, to put succinctly, everything of us, mind, body, thoughts, words, speech, acts, actions, even the very thought of realizing our true self, everything just to be dedicated to him. But how will you go after this, Baba said? He says, the first thing that you begin with is by loving me. I want nothing from you but your love for me. Because I am love. And in my God-man's form, I'm love personified. So all what I want from you, at this stage, before you give your all, I want your love. And then it so happened that there was somebody, you see, around Baba at the time, he says, but how to love you? When you fall in love with somebody, did anybody teach you how to fall in love with somebody? She says, no, I just fell in love. She says, well, then you have to fall in love with me. But then, through his compassion, he goes on, you see, dilating upon this theme of how to love me. And he said, it's not a joke to love me. Because you will never be able to love me enough as I wish to be loved. For that you have to make a beginning first. You have to try to please me. Then you will get the gift of my love. Love is the gift of God to man. Love in its truest sense. Love with a capital L. L-O-V-E. Love. That's a gift of God to man. And in order to earn the gift, you have to please him. And the things that please him, how will you please me? Well, he says, three things please me. Think of things that you will not hesitate to think in my presence. Speak words that you will not hesitate to speak in my presence. Do things and act that you will not hesitate to do and act in my presence. And if you're able to do these three things, you'll please me. That involves constant companionship of Baba, the things. Whether Baba is physically present or not.
It's immaterial to the one who is resolved to do these things to please him. That means we must keep his company all the time. So then how will you keep my company, Baba? Before you think of things that you will not hesitate to think in my presence, you must create my presence. How? By thinking of it. How will you start thinking of it? How will you start thinking of me? You make a start, just as a child has to make a start in order to learn the alphabets of the language that is to be taught to him. So the tutor or the parents, you see, just make the child begin. How? By repeating that one letter, A or Alif or A, that is the first letter in the alphabet, time and again, overlapping it once again and again. So Baba teaches us as to how we should remember him, keep his company, to think of him. He wants us to think of him again and again. And the way is to think of him is to begin with. Have a picture of Baba. Till such time he gets himself established in your own heart. There are people who ridicule others who display Baba's buttons on their chests or have pictures in their home, or are fascinated by different pictures of Baba, or a collection of album of Baba pictures. But that's not the right spirit, Baba says. Never ridicule anybody. Continue to think of me in the beginning, by making a beginning with having Baba buttons around you, Baba pictures around you. You have to have his pictures in every room, you see. In your bedroom, in your sitting room, in the kitchen, in the toilet. You take a bath, there you have his picture, so that at least you are trained and disciplined. Means your mind is trained and disciplined to keep constant company, at least through these artificial means. However artificial they seem to be to a philosopher, to a person who is well versed in metaphysics, but it's a beginning to be made by a layman. And this has been told to us by the Godman himself. So we take it as the very foundation as to how we should continue to think of it by making a beginning with the pictures. Then we have these pictures, you see. There among these pictures, there's a favorite picture that one likes. So he would like to hold that picture as his treasure and keeps it all the time in his pocket or in his wallet or in his suitcase or near his bed and all that and thinks of it. That picture, so to say, is carried in his mind's eye all the time. And the other pictures around him remind him of his physical presence. It all sounds so childish, but this very childishness takes you a long way to become childlike. And all what he wants is to become childlike. And this helps you. Then Baba says, with these little hints, you see, that he gives about your wanting to be in my presence, thinking about me, thinking of me, what you should do is, after this, naturally you'll come across people, you see, who have met Baba, who have been with Baba. Keep company of these people. Talk about him. Ask from them how he would be pleased with one, what he wanted of us. How we should remember him, how we should think of him, how he would love humanity. What did he do? What work he did? So gather all these information. So time and again you will be reminded about him. While you are in the company of such people, or whether you are away from them, you will be thinking about Baba in many different ways. What food did he like? Did he sleep? Did he snore? Did he have to go to the toilet being the God-man? So these are the things, are very essential things. They really seem to be very childish, but they help you to become childlike. And then Baba says, when you happen to get yourself well established in the ways of the God-man, then what happens? Then you need not go in search of hunting after people who have lived with him and all that. Then you naturally are so, you're filled with so much information about Baba, you'd like to share with others. Then what happens? You share with others. And in your sharing with others, what do? You again bring Baba by your side. And that's how you continue to think of Baba. But this is a better way of thinking, by sharing what you have gathered from others to different with different people. So that's how you again continue, the process is continuing to think about Baba. How will you do it? This is how you do it. And then what happens? That thinking about Baba, you see, and sharing about Baba. Well, there's no end to sharing of Baba, you see, with others. Baba being infinite, you see, and you being limited, well, you have your own lifetime, which is too little. Yeah, to talk about eternity, to talk about infinity. So, this helps you time and again, you see, whether it be in this very lifetime or in your next incarnation or incarnation after that, you see, to bring him closer and closer to you and keeping company with him. Then, but if you are so fortunate, if you have been thinking of him to such a degree that a stage comes in your life, Baba says, where there is no need for you to share the treasures that you have with you. They are just being shared by people who sit around you. And a stage does come, you see, when you just remember him in everything. The stage now comes where you glorify him in every little bit, you see. You are thinking about him at the time when you eat your food with every morsel or every little sip that you take from teacup or from the cold drink that you have that refreshes you, you glorify him. How nice is this water? How refreshing is this coolness of the water that he has given us? What a mighty creator he is. What a beloved Lord he is. That he has given us this. And this glorification begins at a very rudimentary stage, you see, where you glorify the good things that you have around you. Then you are mature in your glorification, and your maturity leads you and tends you to glorify him. That what a thing that he has given us, to appreciate all what he has given us. And our appreciation then is not about our own self, but about everything that he has bestowed upon humanity on this earth and everywhere in this creation. The stars, the firmament, the gravity of the earth, the very breath that we breathe, the fresh air, the pollution on itself is glorified, you see, because it gives us a feeling, you see, of suffocation and makes us think of him. Every little thing which humanity would call that it's a bad thing or a good thing, you see, in every little thing, the person who thinks of Baba and begins to glorify him thinks that it is for the benefit of mankind. Just as I said, you see, even the pollution in the air is beneficial. Because it makes us think all the more about the purity and the pureness and the freshness of the air that has been given to us by him. So in this like manner, glorification is extended to a further pitch where there are no more words to glorify him. He then begins to gaze all around him. He's stupefied with all the benevolence, all the bounties that are showered upon his creatures. When you become that, Baba says, when something chokes you within and you have no more words and no more sight to see anything, it's time for the grace to descend upon you. The grace of what? The gift of his love. When the gift of his love is bestowed upon you, it's easy going. Then you become mad in love with him, you see. Then you begin to see him as he really is. And when you see him as he really is, all that seems to be vanishes, and he alone is. But then still there is the separation between you, the viewer of the beloved, and the beloved. And then there is another stage where his grace depends upon you, and you become one with him through his grace. So Baba says, when you become childlike, then you are closer to me, and then my grace of love descends upon you. And Baba says, this is all what he wants from us. In the beginning, to love him. And how to love him, he has given us now. Now, apart from all these things, you see, This is a straight high road leading on to him. But then, man is so susceptible to wanderings. It's in his nature. There are so many factors that come into play because of the impressions that he has gathered during his long journey from the evolutionary stages to the reincarnational processes. And these impressions need to be experienced, and therefore it leads him wandering from different places to different places. So while he is thinking about Baba, I am talking only of the aspirants who are longing, craving, dying to become one with him, to see him as he really is. Our theme is just that. So in his process to love him, think of him, what happens? He is going out and sharing the treasure that he has received. Many things happen to him. And in that process, he would like to do more work about Baba. He thinks that Baba did work, you see, with the poor. He helped the needy. He helped the downtrodden in society. He visited the hospitals and tended the sick. He would be pleased if I were to visit these places, if I were to do these places. He led his close disciples to the sadhus and saints, to the ashrams of the perfect masters. He went to the Himalayas, you see, and led his close ones there in the quietude of the Himalayan ranges. So we would like to do that. So why can't we do that? And man tries to imitate him. So Baba has warned us against all these things and says, do as I say, do as I tell you to do, don't do as I have done. Don't imitate my acts because they are unfathomable. But just obey me. Do exactly as I have told you to do. So all what he wants us is to love and glorify him. Of course, man but has to experience the impressions that are unfolding in him, and in spite of it all, in spite of his being aware of all the injunctions and his wishes, he goes out. He goes out in search of masters. He goes out in search of saints, in company of people, you see, thinking that his advancement would be all the more intensified by visiting the saints, by visiting the yogis, by visiting these masters and all that. But again there Baba comes to the rescue because of his warning. If you have taken me to be the beloved, it behooves the lover to have one-pointed attention on the beloved himself. For that, Baba has given us a nice little figure, he says. He says, there was a person who had fallen in love with his beloved. And the beloved always used to keep the lover aloof. And the beloved would always keep his lover aloof from him. So Baba tells us the story about the beloved, you know, who kept his lover away from him. And it so happened that after years of separation, the lover was once informed casually by the beloved, that, well, the beloved will be pleased to see him. The lover is full of joy. He cannot contain his joy. And he wants to run to the beloved, but the distance separated him. And he is making preparations with him to go to him after years of separation. And he is journeying towards the beloved. En route, there are many fascinating sights and distractions. So Baba puts a counter question once to me, this asking, would that lover want to visit the brothels on his route to the beloved's home? I said, no, it's not possible. Because his one-pointed attention is on the beloved who has now invited him after years of separation. He says, that's how I have been saying to you who love me or would want to love me. I would want you to come direct to me. I wouldn't want you to be distracted by visiting different places when you have determined to come to me. It's ridiculous, but you do not know. So it becomes my responsibility and duty to warn you to come direct to me. and after having taken my love, return directly home. That's how I want you to be.